So I was thinking this week that we have many ways that we're identified. We are identified as humans, hopefully. We have brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, partners, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, grandparents, great-grandparents. And then I was thinking, like, the other ways we're identified, by our job, by either nurses, first responders, chaplains, teachers, farmers. I can go on and on. And the list adds. So when we talk to one another, we usually introduce ourselves, you know, typically by our name, and then they're like, oh, what do you do? And then you tell them, and then, so you get more and more identities. As you grow older, you get more and more, it seems. Formers, presents, past, you name it. And then there's the thing at our core, those things that as we grow and we change and as we add identities and we take away identities, that stay with us. Those core things of being loving, of graciousness, of kind, being kind, compassionate, joyous. And they continue to build. But those things stay with us as bits and pieces may be taken, may influence us. And in our love, how that might grow and expand to different things in our relationships. We know those things will change. But at our core, the thing that we can truly identify everyone in this congregation and those that will be listening is that our identity of a beloved child of God does not change. And that never changes. As we experience the ups and downs of life, those moments that knock us around, that shape and mold us into who we are and who we're becoming, those moments that bring joy, those of outright sorrow, those that guide us throughout our life and throughout each and every journey that we take. And our guide through all of that that's holding our hand or guiding us is God. And it's lived out in, we see that today, it's lived out in Christ that came to live among us and to show us how to be a servant, how to identify ourselves to one another as beloved children. And this week we see John the Baptist, who identifies God as Christ to his fellow believers and those that were gathered around him. And John kind of opens the floodgate, because John was there for the baptism, and he's the one that gets to declare, this is the one, this is the prophet, this is the guy I've been telling you about. This is the Lamb of God. And then he shores up that identity of saying, you know, I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And in that moment that the dove descended upon Christ in his baptism, he knew that this is the guy. This is the guy that God was telling me about, that all the different signs and wonders of being a prophet, this is what was revealed to me. And it's coming true. So he lays more and more identities on Christ. And Christ is living into those identities and then calling others. Calling and even renaming those that came to serve with him. And I like the fact that he calls them and names them. Names them beloved. Names them at this point. He names him as he knew, as Peter once knew to be, and renamed him Peter or Cephas. And in that moment, in this moment that John and Christ and the disciples have, is that growing and changing that we witness. And so I was thinking about looking inward at our hearts and what we might be struggling with? What might new challenges be presented to us as we continue to live into this new year with new things coming forward? What might we be struggling with, or what might we have hope in? What might be calling us to once again change how we identify ourselves, and how, as beloved children of God, are we being called to move forward into new things? And I was thinking about that hopelessness that we sometimes get stuck into, that we can't seem to shake. What might we find in that? What might God be revealing to us, or might be demanding of our attention? And how will our identity as individuals and as a congregation might be shifting? And it might be a little uncomfortable, but it also might bring and reveal new and great things to us. So then, looking outward, looking out beyond our doors into our community, into our homes, our lives, as we work in and out of this world. My prayer for us is that we hear God's voice spoken gently, because trust me, the 2x4 is not pleasant, that whisper that we might hear and lean into it to see what is revealed to us, that we might be able to delight in as we get to delight in children as they are forming and shaping their colorful personalities at times. But as we go into our week, I do pray that throughout whatever shifts and changes and movements and moments that you have, that you hold on to that core identity that is within us as beloved children of God who have been called to be here and to live amongst us. Amen.